I'm Kurt Anderson. In this special edition of Studio 360, we're looking at how design is trying to let us live environmentally smarter. A couple of years ago, a liberal slogan warned that the biggest weapons of mass destruction were sitting in our driveway. Well, it's not just the SUV. The modern house itself eats up a lot of energy and non-renewable resources. So what might the ultra-efficient home of the future look like? Studio 360's Eric Malinsky went to Los Angeles, got in the car with some friends, and tried to find an answer.
Rudy Burden and Nora Murphy live a pretty sweet life. They're artists who work on cartoon shows like The Simpsons. They live in a charming neighborhood of bungalows just off Hollywood Boulevard. But they secretly dream of living in a giant igloo made of dirt.
And here's Keller, who you can see on your right.
Oh my God.
Yeah, it's totally different.
We drove an hour east of L.A. to the town of Hesperia. As I entered Cal Earth, I felt like I was walking onto the set of Luke Skywalker's house.
It's like Star Wars and Lord of the Rings put together.
The connection to outer space is not a coincidence. The idea for these homes came from a lunar colony. It started out as a NASA project, designed by the Iranian architect Nadir Khalili, who passed away in March of 2008. When I spoke with him in the fall of 2007, he told me he believed his designs would catch on here on Earth if only people would start asking the right questions.
After the disasters, the question is wrong when we ask, when is FEMA coming? What type of insurance do you have? What is the problem? In the rest of the world, they ask always, when is UN coming? The right question is, why are buildings burned? Why are they falling apart in a hurricane? Why are they this? That is the question that will be the basis of a great solution.
The ecodomes, also known as super adobes, don't use any wood. There are no right angles. And they're very affordable. The shell of an 800-square-foot house costs $10,000.
They're just using the earth under our feet. Almost anywhere in the world you can use this earth. And then we put it in these long sandbags. We call it tube, super adobe tubes. And then we lay them, we put them in the layers after we put some earth in it, pack in there, and then add maybe 10% cement, concrete in it. And then on top of that, after we tamp it, we put a layer of barbed wire, four-point barbed wire. Just it will work with the next layer, just like a Velcro. Yeah. Stick every layer to the next layer.
I took a walk through the domes with my friends, Rudy and Nora. The early ones are very simple. They're almost like mosques. Eventually, we made our way to a super adobe ranch house. It's meant to be in the same league as the suburban homes that surround Cal Earth.
Yeah, they didn't have to put in any hallways or anything. They just stacked the arches like a pyramid. And so you just weave in and out of the rooms, which is really nice.
We're underground right now.
I mean, yeah, pretty much, yeah.
Cal Earth is probably the only place in Hesperia that doesn't need air conditioning. The cool air from the night gets trapped in the domes.
But it also gives you this amazing view.
This has got to be the strangest view out of a kitchen window I've ever seen.
Yeah. And then there's this beautiful little earth dome house right across the street. The neighbors got it too.
Showing up at Cal Earth is almost like showing up at a casting call for Southern California characters. There's an Indian chief, Charles Wood, of the Chimoabian tribe.
For me, to build a house, that cement truck has to come 80 miles. And here I see a possible answer for my people.
Jim Guerra represents Mexican migrant farm workers.
They work in flowers and strawberries. And like most farm workers today, they live on the ground. There's no housing, no toilets, no showers.
Savannah Sierra Glazer came here from Santa Monica with her fiancé. They're shopping for houses.
I'm not sure what that dome over there is called, the big, big, big one. Mm-hmm. We'd like that to be the center and have like six of the little eco-domes around it, connected to it. So something like that where it would develop community for the people that we invite over. Because we'd like to entertain a lot of people.
River Oliveira just has a thing for domes.
Well, yeah, that's what domes do. They give that kind of energy. The electromagnetic field, it functions in that method. Huh. So when you're in it, you're part of it.
That's very beautiful.
Thanks. Life's beautiful.
Yeah.
Breathing's beautiful.
But the super adobes are more than funky. They're sturdy. Phil Vittori is a structural engineer.
Now, I started when I was 20, I think I was 24 years old, and I'm 70 now, so that's a lot of years in the dome business.
He collaborated with Khalili for 10 years, and they shared an appreciation for the simple physics of a curve.
If you take a stick and put it between two points and you put a weight in the center, you'll see the stick deflects downward. If you take that same stick and you curve it into an arch, when you put weight on it, it does not bend downward. Now, if you take an arch and you rotate the arch through 360 degrees, you end up with a dome.
Children who come here and we tell them to bring a boiled egg, and we tell them to try to break it by putting it between the palm of their hands. And of course, the more they push, the more double, triple of them press. I can't. And they're, of course, very, very surprised always, because an egg is nothing, you see? But that eggshell, you see, the strength of it is what is called double curvature, and it will never fail.
Phil Vittori was at Cal Earth when the city of Hesperia tested the domes with an earthquake simulator. The homes didn't budge or crack. In fact, the earthquake simulator began to bend and buckle.
We had to call the test at that point. We were well past any design load characteristics. We were over double the amount that would be required by code.
Khalili got the seal of approval from the UN and FEMA, but the designs are pretty radical, so agencies have been slow to adopt them wholesale. Khalili realized that if he wanted to spark a worldwide movement, he needed to make them popular in America.
This is so great. Oh my goodness.
Maureen lives in San Bernardino, the first county in the nation to officially approve the super adobe homes. She's planning to put one up.
You should be able to just go to your local zoning board and say, look at this. The R insulation factor is better than anything else. Can build itself. It's very easy on the eye. You know, everyone should be living like this.
But local building and planning departments have been the biggest hurdle. Their codes only cover traditional housing.
I had to bring in the text of analyzing a dome for the building department and then run the numbers for them and then teach them how to read the text. Otherwise, they had no idea how to evaluate the design.
A lot of people told me they were frustrated with the pace of progress, but Khalili was always patient. He knew he had inspired a movement. And now that he's gone, his friends and students are ready to take over the CalEarth Institute. And visitors to CalEarth will keep dreaming of living in a house that beats an earthquake, stays cool without air conditioning, doesn't harm a single tree, and costs less than a used car.
As my son was suggesting, he says one of the ways that we can get it into American market is to do some sitcoms in these structures. And he may be right, you know. The sitcom, everybody feels comfortable and funny, experience all of these, and then they'll want it.
For Studio 360, I'm Eric Molinsky.
At our website, you can see the CalEarth Dome House inside and out. That's studio360.org.